Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. I'd like to share with you how the Lord has changed my thoughts on sharing the gospel with others. I used to be extremely nervous and sometimes afraid to share the gospel. The Lord has taught me much about being a light wherever I go and to be prepared to give an account of the hope within, as 1 Peter says, and to use everyday life experiences to share my faith. I grew up in a Christian home. My parents faithfully taught me important doctrines and principles of Scripture, and I came to know the Lord as a child. My parents are Christian school teachers, and I too went to Christian school, and I was also very involved with church. Now, during my years in Awana, I would often become anxious about the nights when we would need to bring our unsaved friends to Awana, since I didn't have any friends who were unsaved. Later on, I went to the Master's College. It was a tremendous time of spiritual growth, and I'm so thankful for my 4 years there. It was at TMC that I made lifelong, believing friends and learned the importance of being committed and actively involved in a local church. However, by the time I graduated, my whole life had been within Christian circles, and I did not know how to effectively share the gospel. And I was fearful of moving from the security of my Christian circle into the secular world. After I graduated, I interviewed for various positions at Masters. I did not want to work in the secular arena. I was afraid, and I liked being comfortable being surrounded by believers. The Lord had other plans for me, much like we know in Proverbs 16, the mind of a man has his plans, but the Lord directs his steps. I didn't get any of the positions I applied for. Instead, he sovereignly directed my steps to work at Princess Cruises. It's a longer, amazing story than I can share here, but he orchestrated for a lady named Suzanne to hire me. She saw me that I had a background and a degree in history, secondary education. She took a risk and hired me into her training department. I loved working for Suzanne. She was an amazing boss, and I loved being a part of working with her. However, it was challenging being at Princess Cruises. There was definitely hostilities towards those who were Christians and towards the gospel, and it was overwhelming. I wanted to be different. I wanted to be a light, but it was hard dealing with some of that hostility. I worked at Princess for 5 years. I had several experiences sharing the gospel. Sometimes I was so nervous, my words were scattered, they were convoluted, and I was still so very inexperienced. Now, Suzanne had left Princess and went to work at St. Jude Medical for a couple years. And in another powerful way, the Lord orchestrated for Suzanne to call me the very weekend that I realized I needed to start job searching. Shortly after, I went to work for her at St. Jude Medical. And even though I left Princess Cruises, the Lord provided and continues to provide opportunities and occasions for me to spend time with my Princess colleagues. I have had chances to share my faith, share about missions trips to Italy, our ministry experiences with college students and missions, and life being married to a pastor. Some of my friends have told me that they don't want to become Christians, and they don't want me to be their friend just so that they'll get converted. But I still hang out with them, and I still pray for them, and I still pray that they will come to know the Lord and have that personal relationship with him. Now, by the time I came to St. Jude Medical, the Lord had prepared me for many more opportunities to share the gospel. One of the biggest ways in which I have an opportunity to share the gospel is through my marriage to Jason. Colleagues will ask me, what does it take to have a good marriage? How do you have a good marriage? And sometimes I'll tell them it's two things. Get them on the hook. It's about having solid communication. It's also about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Sometimes that springboards into further conversations and engages the dialogue. Other times they immediately change the subject. Another way the Lord has opened up opportunities is through sharing about what the Lord is doing as we work in college and in missions. People are fascinated that we spend so much time with college students. They're fascinated that my husband is a pastor, and often leads to very interesting questions. I've had multiple occasions where I've been able to share Jason's testimony and share what God has done in his life. Now, I've come to recognize that I am sovereignly placed in this mission field, in the corporate world, I have a very unique experience as a believing woman to rub shoulders with people from all over the world, from many walks of life, from all sorts of religious and philosophical worldviews. Many of them look put together. They seemingly look like they have good lives. They have good jobs, but they are searching. I love it when they come and ask questions, and they know I'm a Christian, so they ask questions. I've had one man come and say, "Steph, what is Calvary?" I have another person say, "Steph, I want to take you to lunch. I want to ask you questions about your religion." How awesome is that? What a great missions field. Now, remember Suzanne? When I came back to work for her in 2005, I gave her a Bible. She was definitely searching. She read that Bible. She even was reading the Old Testament prophets and asking me questions. She and I would have many conversations in her office about Jesus, about marriage, about divorce, about church, and about the gospel. I was blown away that I could be at work and testify about who Christ is and what he's done for sinners. After knowing and witnessing to Suzanne for 11 years, she came to know the Lord and was baptized 2 years ago. What a joy to see one lost come to see the Savior and know and have a personal relationship with the Savior. It's been a great growing time for her these last few years, and I'm encouraged to see what the Lord does in her life. Now, I still get fearful, and I sometimes get tempted by the fear of man, but God has strengthened me to know that I can readily and boldly share this amazing good news. People are searching. And in the meantime, I am so very thankful that the Lord has placed me exactly where he wants me, and that when it's time to move me on to my next mission field, he will sovereignly orchestrate that next move too. Thank you.